AM 1490, FM 105.5, WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere. WGCH Newsletter Time is 7:51. Fourth Thursday of the month means State Representative Harry Arora of Greenwich joins me on the line. Representative Arora, good morning. Welcome. How are you doing today?
Hey, good morning, Tony. Thank you for having me. It's always good to be with you, and a very good morning to all your listeners.
I know you've spoken a lot about the COVID-19 vaccine rollout. Tell us the latest and your thoughts.
I just want to make sure everybody has seen that right now, anybody who is age 75 or above is eligible to get the vaccine. A very large number of seniors have either already received the first dose or are scheduled for it. And I encourage anyone who's interested, all seniors above 75, to really make their appointment. If they have any concerns or difficulties, please feel free to call me or reach out to me. The 65-plus group is up next, and that should happen very soon. You know, I would say maybe a week, maybe a little longer, but that's coming right up for those over 65. And as you know, I had advocated very strongly that the vaccination priority should be to our seniors by descending order of age. And this is the best way to really save lives and to make sure that our seniors are protected.
All right, what's the best way people can get an appointment?
So the VAM system, there's a system being set up. So there are two ways. You go to the VAM systems or you can go directly to the provider. You know, if you go on the state website, it has all the details, but sometimes it can get confusing. So please call me 203-571-9325. If you're having any problem, I'll either send you a link or I will call you back and walk you through. So please, if you are having any issue, please do not hesitate to call. If you go on the state website, you will find the details under the vaccine distribution heading. But nevertheless, please do not hesitate to call me. If you are having any difficulty, I will walk you through or send you a link.
Okay. I got one. You know, my sister is helping my mother sign up, and this VAMS you mentioned is the Vaccine Administration Management System, and there is a website, vams.cd.gov, so that might be another way to sign up.
That's correct. And, you know, I just also want to mention one thing, that I think we need to thank our teachers and our essential employees, because some of the states have prioritized teachers, and our teachers have said and essential employees have said, well, why are we not prioritizing them here in our state? But, you know, we have made a very strong case that that mortality and the probability of sickness in our parents and in our grandparents, as in our seniors, is 100 times more than those who are younger. And most of the teachers, when they hear that and look at the data, have come back and said, really, please let them have it first. And I really, it's important for us to really thank them, because they are seeing other states doing it, and those other states will see more mortality in their seniors based on our data. So we should thank them and appreciate what they're doing.
Okay, let's talk about, we're 3 weeks into the legislative session, legislation COVID-related or not COVID-related that's in the pipeline.
Well, you know, the 26 committees and the 187 of us, the representatives and senators have been very prolific in the number of bills which have come out. There's hundreds and hundreds of bills. You know, I want to point out some of the key bills are still left over from last year, which is to legalize recreational marijuana, legalizing sports gambling, you know, passing our budgets. But I do also want to point out to some interesting or some new concepts which have come up, or new bills which have been raised, which are a little troubling and require input from our community. One of them is basically around state-based zoning, which is that the state would impose certain rules on towns. I.e., number one, that every house should be allowed an additional dwelling, so single-family home zoning would essentially become double-family home zoning, that all areas around downtown and transportation hubs or train stations should be allowed high-rise buildings, and that would be beyond the purview of local town zoning. those are two ideas which really have taken us aback, and we really want, we think most of our constituents are not in favor. So we really are working hard to get input and really give our response that this may not be something which our community is okay with. And another one, which is state-based property taxes on what they're calling mansions, but they are defining it as any property worth over $430,000, is again was introduced by the president of the state Senate, and once again is something really totally unacceptable to pretty much everyone in our community. I don't think it depends. It is party lines or political. It is totally not acceptable to our community.
Okay, and then finally, economic programs?
Yeah, you know, there have been, the focus here in recent days has been the federal programs, which is, again, part two of the payroll protection program, the PPP. The PUA and the unemployment programs have been extended, and there's also specific focus on the restaurant industry to help them and make grants to them. So there's a lot being done, a lot from the federal side, but the state obviously is involved in administering those. So once again, if there are folks who need help understanding those, please email me or reach out to me, and I will be happy to provide more specific information that your business or yourself may need.
All right. State Representative Harry Arora, thanks very much for your time this morning, and we'll talk to you again next month.
I look forward to it. Thank you very much.
State Representative Harry Arora joins us on the fourth Thursday of each month. Next Thursday will be State Representative Kimberly